Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to streamline gift giving. Your time itself is a gift, of course. But the good news is that giving physical gifts doesn't need to take much time, if you do it wisely. This year, certainly, people want to avoid crowded retail stores. But let's be honest, many of us don't like hanging out in malls on December Saturdays, even when there isn't a pandemic going on. We want to spend more time with family and friends, and less time hunting through racks of sweaters that the recipient isn't going to wear anyway. We want to maximize the message of presents, that is, you are important to me, while minimizing the time cost. So to do that, it's important to be strategic. Make a list of everybody you want to give presents to. Some of these people you know well, like your spouse. Others, such as the cousins you exchange gifts with every year, maybe not so much. Longtime listeners know that I am a big fan of having a go-to gift for such people with a personalized twist. Namely, it is personalized to you. Something that you find meaningful will have a story attached to it, and that makes it seem more meaningful to the recipient as well. So think about what that might be for you. Maybe you have a favorite local business you'd like to support. You know, that place that makes amazing gourmet cookies? Well, everyone's getting a different batch of the cookies this year, and you can talk about why you love the place. Or maybe it's a favorite local stationery store. Everyone can get slightly different patterns, but all of them can hear about how the owner built her website for online sales overnight when COVID struck. Of course, there's something to be said for practical go-to gifts too. Yeti coffee cups or Nalgene or Camelback water bottles are a reliable hit, an upgrade from the leaky freebies we often use. You can fill the water bottles or coffee cups with Christmas candy to make them more festive. Or what about matching fleece vests for everyone in your family, or blankets for every household? We're all in our homes more now, and it's nice to feel cozy. The vests or blankets could be personalized with a family name or individual names. And you can all wear your vests or snuggle up in your blankets for your next family video call. Now, it might feel weird to give the same gift to lots of people, like something you would want to keep secret. But done right, you could be quite public about it. For instance, you could give the same puzzle or cookbook to every household or everyone in your friend circle to create a shared experience as you work through the same puzzle or try recipes from the same cookbook, even though you're in different places. Of course, gifts have to get to their recipients, too. And standing in line in the post office is few people's idea of fun. So even if you're buying local, see if the vendor can ship, and possibly wrap too. Since a lot more small businesses have online shopping options these days, you might be able to pull this off. For gifts you'll give in person, dedicate a day to wrapping them all at once. It can be fun to turn on some holiday music and get out all your wrapping supplies. It has that Santa's workshop feel. Plus, it saves you from having to get out wrapping paper, ribbons, scissors, and the like multiple times. Since I have 5 kids, each kid gets their own wrapping paper. I can see at a glance if the piles look equal. If this feels like a lot of hassle, well, use gift bags. Gift bags with tissue paper covering the present inside are ridiculously easy to pull off. Then, at the end of all this present giving, save your gift bags and save any nice gift tags too. Because guess what? There will be another present next year to Grandma from Fred. Now, you already have a head start. I am always looking for more tips on how to streamline gift giving. So you can let me know yours at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.